With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's Election Day in a number of states and localities. Ohio voters deciding whether to enshrine abortion in the state constitution up to the moment of birth. Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin hoping the state Senate will flip to GOP control while Republicans keep their House majority. And there are gubernatorial contests today in Kentucky and Mississippi. The Republican National Committee ramping up a campaign to convince GOP voters to cast their ballots early and not to shy away from voting by mail.
We've launched Bank California, Bank Wisconsin, Bank Ohio, and we're launching it in battleground states with key stakeholders and state-specific websites.
RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel talking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says his country will bear responsibility for Gaza's security once the war with Hamas is over.
This suggests that, as far as he's concerned, publicly at least, he wants to present Israel as still being there and being able to have some level of control over Gaza when the fighting ends. Now, whether or not that would be accepted by people inside Gaza is, of course, a completely different matter, because they would probably see Israeli troops coming in as some kind of reoccupation. Remember, Israeli troops left Gaza in 2005. So I think what has been an alternative proposed, certainly by the US, is that there would be some kind of joint Arab control maybe over the Gaza Strip. All of this will be, of course, questions for the weeks and months ahead when the fighting finishes, but there is absolutely no sign of that happening.
That's the BBC's Mark Lowen. Also at SRNnews.com, the New York Post reports new emails show that Homeland Security formed a Stanford University disinformation group that censored American speech ahead of the 2020 election. Dow futures down 87 points. This is SRN News. One evangelical leader is warning that pro-abortion groups intend to swamp the country with cash in an effort to enshrine the procedure in state constitutions. Dr. Albert Moeller is with the Southern Baptist Convention.
The political opposition to the protection of the unborn is absolutely fierce, and it's increasingly well-funded. And as we're looking at the United States, it is clear that we have a huge job to do as pro-life advocates in helping our fellow citizens to understand what is at stake and what actually happens in an abortion.
He says this new effort by pro-abortion forces is about more than just defending the procedure in a few states.
It's about abortion becoming central to the messaging and the platform of the Democratic Party in a way that that pro-abortion party had not ever pushed before.
A growing number of states will be considering abortion amendments next year, and abortion advocates plan to outspend pro-lifers. More at Dr. Moeller's daily briefing, albertmoeller.com. SRN News. Five Republicans will take part in the third GOP presidential candidates debate.
The field of candidates on stage for the third GOP presidential debate will be the smallest yet. Five hopefuls will participate in Wednesday night's debate at the Adrienne Arsch Center for the Performing Arts of Miami-Dade County. To have qualified for the third debate, candidates needed at least 4% support in two national polls, or 4% in one national poll, as well as two polls from four of the early voting states: Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. The five are Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, and Tim Scott. Former President Trump is skipping the event once again. I'm Norman Hall.
Taxpayers will be able to digitally submit all kinds of tax documents and other communications to the IRS months earlier than originally planned, the agency 3 months ahead of schedule on going paperless. More details, SRNnews.com.